In a business meeting, when you're engaged in a personal conversation, or if you're participating in a community conversation, or if you need your wife to do something.
That's what you think.
That's right.
You could even try to persuade a police officer out of a traffic ticket.
Oh, boy.
If you're really good at it.
Greg,
I've never done that.
Greg's doubtful.
So here's a quick little story about two teens pulled over by a police officer that were not very good at persuasion.
Yeah, so this guy recalls one night many years ago when he was a teen riding as a passenger in his friend's car. He says this: one night during high school, my friend and I got invited to a party, so we went. I didn't drive back then, so my friend picked me up. All went well on our way to the party, but however, on the way back, we got pulled over. And inexplicably, as they were getting pulled over, he said, they pulled to the side of the road. I told him, my friend, I was going to pretend to be sleeping since I was the passenger. Anyway, I hear the cop come, get out of the car, walk up, hears the footsteps. He kind of like feels them at the window, but nothing's being said. And he can feel the light, the flashlight being, you know, shined on him. So after what seemed like an eternity, I decide to open my eyes and see what's going on. That's when I see my friend, the guy who's driving, also pretending to sleep.
Apparently, persuasiveness is not a soft skill that everyone can learn.
That's tough out there. Yep. Well, so, you know, think about the last time you tried to convince someone of your viewpoint. Did you get emotional? Did you use big, fancy words? Did you have to convince yourself that speaking was, you know...
Well, you got me on that one.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You got me on that one.
That's right.
According to the author of this article, if you did any of those things, you were probably doing it all wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
I use some real unfancy words.
Unfancy words.
By the way, the author of this information is Neil Kittle, who has argued 41 times in front of the Supreme Court.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
He's lost a lot of those arguments, but he's also won almost any more than anyone else. He knows a thing or two about persuasion.
Yeah, government usually wins no matter what's going on. But fortunately for the rest of us, being persuasive is simpler than you think, and it's much more simpler than going in front of Congress trying to persuade them. The first suggestion from the author is to forget confidence and make a personal connection instead. So this goes against the conventional wisdom that speaking with confidence is the most important element in persuading someone of your viewpoint.
The author instead shares that when you want to persuade someone, you should first make a human connection with the other person you're trying to convince. You know, look them in the eye, use facial expressions. Now, a second guideline suggested by Kittle is to not get too emotional. Note to self. Too much emotion might come across as you starting to become unhinged.
Yeah. I've experienced that, I think, once or twice. So, yeah, too...
Sounds familiar.
Too much fist-pounding and yelling to make your point, and you begin to lose credibility at that point. Your message is lost in the sea of ranting that you're going through. So the third suggestion is don't give up. Kittle makes an important point here. Persuasion is not always... you know, a one-and-done attempt. Just because you don't convince someone the first time around, that doesn't mean that they can't be convinced at a later time.
So true. And this leads us to our last point, which is taken from a 2019 Forbes article about persuasion. The author in that article says that persuasive people are consistent in their message. People are more likely to see you as persuasive when they know that you consistently stand for the same thing.
Yeah, this makes sense. This might be like one of those Captain Obvious moments, I think. You're seen as genuine when you consistently say the same thing, right? And it does build credibility to your argument, and you're a little bit more convincing that way. Your words and actions all work together to tell the same story.
So very simply, persuasion is asking people to move in your direction by offering some genuine reasons to accept your argument. And you can do this by making a personal connection, not being overly emotional, not giving up, and staying consistent in your message.
I'm going to try that next time. So listen. Listen, maybe you're a team member and struggling with your place of employment. Call us. We work with great companies in the Jackson area. Or maybe you're a small business owner and you need to help fill the open jobs in your facility. Let us help you. Joni, how can people find us here in Jackson?
Well, Ben, If business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come into our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. We are between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road. Our phone number is 517-787-6150.